We are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM, and we're going to be switching it up a bit. You know, one interesting thing about the show is, you know, it's called Analog Archives, but I have played CDs before, and I know it's not technically analog, and I tend to not play CDs, but sometimes the occasion calls for it, and I think this is one of those occasions, because, you know, if you're just tuning in now, this has been an episode where we explored a couple of the artists that, you know, performed during the 1999 Du Maurier International Jazz Fest in Vancouver, which I actually couldn't find an official list of the artists that performed, weirdly enough. But I did find an article that very sparingly mentions artists that performed throughout the festival, which was a bit annoying and weird, but I still was able to scrounge up some info. And one of the groups that they mention is the local Peggy Lee band Sounds from the Big House back in 2002. Well, they wouldn't have played this because the festival was in 1999 and this was in 2002. But this is what we have at CJSF, and this is a CD, Peggy Lee Band with Sounds from the Big House. Let's start off with the first track. It's titled Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move on to the next track here. This one is titled Little Reminders. Let's see what this one's about. Once again, you're listening to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is the Peggy Lee Band. Once again, you are tuned into Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This has been your host, Danny Nesvedarani, and we've been playing some tracks from the Peggy Lee Band. The Peggy Lee Band is a Canadian Vancouver-based band comprised by Vancouver-based cellist and composer Peggy Lee, and it was formed in 1998 as a sextet. And its membership remained unchanged until about 2007, and currently it's an octet. So eight members involved, according to this blog post that I was able to find. Peggy Lee created the group in order to explore different strategies for improvisation within the composition, compositions that she was working on, and to feature the unique individual voices of the ensemble as they channeled and developed their sound together. So very cool stuff. That first track was quite interesting, and I think I do want to listen to it, but I didn't want to, you know, subject Radioland to it for too long. And that sounds a bit rude. But what I mean by that is that I think I was going for a specific sound, a specific energy this episode. And I think that last track was more aligned with that. So coming up next, we have the third track. This one's titled Nightskate. Let's see what this one is about. Never mind. This is the same track from before. Let's skip one. All right, perfect. Once again, this is the Peggy Lee Band with Nightskate, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Hope you enjoy. Thank you. All right, once again, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. You've been listening to the Peggy Lee Band, one of the feature artists of the 1999 International Jazz Festival in Vancouver. And that has been the theme of this episode for those of you who've been listening or just tuned in. We only have about 5 minutes left, unfortunately, but we have a lot of amazing programming coming your way tonight. Right after this show at 7 p.m., we've got Wham Bam East Fan. Make sure you stay tuned for that. And then at 8 p.m., we have the 60-minute stage drive with our volunteer coordinator, Jeremy. Going to be some heavy, heavy stuff. So if that's what you're into, even if it's not what you're into, check it out. See what you like. And yeah, before I get into this next and most likely final track of the night, I should highlight some of the other artists involved with the Peggy Lee Band that make this all possible. So, of course, we have Peggy Lee on the cello, but we also have Brad Turner on the trumpet and flugelhorn, and Jeremy Berkman on the trombone. We got Tony Wilson on electric guitar. We've got Chris Terry on bass. We've got Villain Vanderschiff on drums and percussion, electronics, and trumpet. And then also with guests Robin Reed on the marimba and Francois Houle, who plays the clarinet. This is produced also by Peggy Lee and Sean Pierce, recorded and mixed at the Factory, Vancouver, BC in April 2002. Wow. Anyways, let's get on to this next and final track of the night. This one is titled, I believe, Big Hunt / Target Island. Let's see what this one's about. Never mind, I keep doing that. What's up with that? All right, next track is titled Spiraling. Hope you enjoy. We have reached the end of this hour of Analog Archives. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in this week. We listened to the Pat Metheny Group, Then we went on to Idris Muhammad and then ended off with the Peggy Lee Band with their album Sounds from the Big House. Again, all from the 1999 Vancouver Jazz Music Festival. Thank you all so much for tuning in this week, and until next week, peace.